Let's see if Judy and Lolita would step on up here. And Judy and Lolita have asked to join the church. And, of course, you know that Lolita is coming from baptism. How many of you forgot about that? I don't think any of us are forgetting about that. That was just a wonderful, wonderful time in baptism. And that was good. And Lolita is, she had been baptized before. Actually, she came to this church after her husband passed away. And because of some care that he needed, he was not able to get out. And as time went on, she didn't want to leave without him. And so it had been quite some time since you had been to church. And she decided when he passed away, she was going. And so, you know, she emailed 3 churches. And she looked around and said, okay, I want to try these 3 out. And Eastwood happened to be one. And so she emailed, I think it was like 10:30 at night, right?
Yes.
It was about 10:30 at night. And you know Sean, he wakes up about 10:30 at night. And Sean has the emails forwarded to his phone because I'm not good with the technology. I might or might not see it. And so his phone vibrated, and he picked it up, and he read it, and it said, it just simply said, I think it's just one sentence, it said, what's your dress code? And so, you know, Sean, he types down clothes. And then he thinks about it for a minute, and he thinks, he's kind of laughing, and he says, Tracy, look at this text I got. And she said, what'd you put? And he said, I put clothes. And she said, don't send that. You don't know who that is. And so he deleted it and wrote the spiritual answer. He said, you know, we have people who wear all kinds of things, shorts, probably referring to himself before he's on staff. Some of them dress up, some of them don't. We're more interested in your heart than we are what you're wearing, so you just come in whatever is comfortable. And so, and what's interesting about it, and there's a lesson in this too, that was the only response that she got. She got another response from one of the churches 2 or 3 weeks later. One of the churches never respond. It's interesting how a personal touch, God's a relational God. He works through people. That's why Christ came as a human being. He spoke to us in person. And she came, and I think the first time she came in here, she felt God's love. And I think we prayed the first time you came in here because you were here a little early, right?
Yes.
Yes. And we're grateful to have both of them as part of our fellowship. I know you know them already and love them both. Is there anything either one of you would like to say? Uh-oh. Sorry, I didn't mean to react that way.
I always have something to say. From that first day that I set foot in the church, and I sat back there on the very back pew, but many of you came by, and I just felt your love. I felt like God really intended me to be here. Through this year, you have put up with my many prayer requests. I don't know how I would have made it through this year without the Lord and without you. And 2 weeks ago, I was saying something complimentary about the church, and I referred to your church, and someone who was there said, no, it's not our church, it's your church. And that's what made me think, it is my church also. I need to be an official member. And so that Wednesday night is when I came to you straight away when I saw you walk in.
And we gave her a big quiz. And no,
yes, it, you know, written, you know, oral, then I had to have the interview. No. But I just want to say not only to the Lord who has brought me through this past year, thank goodness, but to each and every one of you for your prayers, for the personal relationship, the friendship that I've received from you and from Bill. I truly say thank you and bless you all.
Is there anything that you would like to say or not? No. She'd be glad to talk to you in private, though. Let me pray for you before we go, and then we'll let the kids go and greet. But Father, we just thank you for just the great gift both Judy and Lolita are to us, and you know that we needed what they bring to our body. The personality, the love, the faith, just everything that you add to us through their presence. And we are so grateful, Lord, that you have given us the opportunity to give and invest and love them. And we just pray that as they stay here, you will open up more and more opportunities for them to serve you by loving others here. In Christ's name we pray, amen.